Listen to a history teacher talking to a class.
In history, we generally try to explain the world by looking at past events. Everything that happens is the result of a combination of factors, a long chain of events that goes back tens, hundreds, or even thousands of years. But sometimes these facts don't feel like enough, and we are still left wondering, why? Why did this happen? How did this happen? In studying the history of the 20th century and World War II in particular, many of us are left with this feeling. We have just finished our unit on Nazi Germany, so I thought this would be a good time to pause and consider the forces that allowed Adolf Hitler's Nazi regime to rise to power and cause so much damage. To understand Hitler's incredible appeal, we have to look at the circumstances in Germany in the 1930s. The country was in the middle of an economic crisis. National debt was high, and many people were unable to find work. People in this situation naturally look for a scapegoat, that is, someone to blame for all their problems. Hitler gave the people someone to blame. Now, this may seem unfair, but it actually is common human behavior. If we don't like our situation, we look for someone to blame for all our problems so that we don't have to blame ourselves. Think about your own lives. Haven't you all done this before? Doesn't it happen in the politics of our own country? For example, maybe you get a bad grade on your test. You can probably think of lots of reasons you did poorly. Because the teacher didn't prepare you for the test? Because your brother was making noise and you couldn't study? Because your soccer coach made you have extra practice this week? These may be true, but you still have to be responsible for yourself. You can't blame someone else for your own problems. What Hitler did was he gave the German people a scapegoat. He blamed all the country's economic problems on its Jewish population. This may seem strange to us, but in Europe at that time, many people had negative perceptions of Jews and were ready to believe Hitler's words. The roots of these anti-Jewish feelings went back to ancient times and had resulted in violence before. Hitler confirmed people's negative perceptions of Jews and used this hatred to build support for his party. We all know the results of this policy. War, and the deaths of an estimated 6 million Jewish people. I don't think any of us can truly understand how and why that happened, but I hope you can at least see that the power and influence of the Nazi regime was built by creating scapegoats, appealing to people by giving them someone to blame. Blaming other people for our problems is something that each and every one of us can understand, because we have all done it.
Number 1. What is the main subject of the lecture? Number 2. What is a scapegoat? Number 3. Why does the teacher talk about a student getting a bad grade on a test? Number 4. According to the teacher, how did Hitler rise to power? Number 5. What is the teacher's attitude towards the use of scapegoats?